We were born to connect. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. We are continuing on our series of Kabbalistic emotional training, exploring the seven emotional layers of our soul. For the last 5 weeks, 6 weeks actually, but for the last five emotions, we talked about the first five, which is Chesed and Gevurah, love, kindness, generosity, compassion on the right hand, Gevurah on the left hand, on the left side, which is the idea of holding back, discipline, self-control, or bad Gevurah, good Gevurah, whatever the case is, Tiferet, which was the middle one, combining the both. 2 weeks ago, we talked about Netzach, which is ambition, and then Chod, which is humility, surrender, gratitude, and so on. Now, here's the thing. I need to give a bit of context before we move into the sixth one, which is a very important turning point. We explained the difference between intellect and emotion. Intellect means when I take something from the outside and I bring it into my experience and I process it. In the world of intellect, I'm not responding to anything outside of me. The outside world is completely irrelevant, which is why a person can sit in a room, can be absorbed, can swim away into the world of intellect, can live an academic life and not need anyone else or anything else, because it's all about how it's being processed for me, inside of me, within my experience, and how it applies to my experience. Emotions are different. Emotions are about how I respond to the outside world. So kindness is about being kind to someone else. Feeling love is because someone else maybe did something or was acted a certain way which made me want to love them. Anger, hate is about responding to someone else's connection to me. So I feel that feeling of hate and so on. However, the first five emotions, and I'll try and explain this, but just listen to this line for a moment, are feelings that pertain to the outside world, but for the moment are still happening within me. So let me give you an example. I can have an intense feeling of love and yet not express it at all, or not being able to express it at all to someone else. I can feel angry or feel hate and yet not know how to communicate or not know how to express it or show it to someone else. A person can feel kind but yet not end up doing kindness. Why? Because I'm feeling love or I'm feeling kindness or I'm feeling empathy or I'm feeling negative emotions, whatever the case is, within me. But I'm not able to express it to the outside world. So it's about the outside world. The outside world matters. I can't feel kindness unless I want to be kind to someone. I can't feel kindness about internal kindness. That doesn't work. So any emotion is about the outside world. It's about a response to what's happening outside of me. But it's still happening within me, and not necessarily do I know how to take it to the outside world. And there's a process, and the process is starts with the next one of the emotions, which is called Yesod, which means foundation. It ends, which is the sixth one, and that's the end of a certain cycle. It ends with the seventh one. The seventh one is the recipient. It's really being able to make it all happen, implement it, and produce, give birth to an actual implementation of the Midah. But there's a step before that, and that is concept of Yesod. And Yesod means making the connection, connecting to the outside world. So it's a stage before full implementation. It's connecting to the outside world. It's being able to say, I'm now in a position to actually give to the outside world. When the world was created, God said, when he created the male, he said, Lo tov heyota adam levado. It is not good for the man to be alone. Or, sometimes translated as, it's not good for the man to be lonely. Because if a man is lonely, they can be in a position to give, but there's no one to give to. So let's take it, because often this is described as a masculine-feminine combination. When we get to the seventh emotion, Malchus, we will see that is the feminine part of the equation. So let's talk about how it is in the union of male and female. Even in the intimate and sexual union between male and female. We know that it's interesting that different parts of the body are ascribed to different parts of the emotions. So like the head is the three parts of intellect. The two arms are chesed and gevurah. The abdomen is tiferet, that bringing together. The two legs is netzach and hod, ambition and humility. And the reproductive organ is yesod, the foundation. Now what is that? That's the ability to connect. The ability to have connection. But you have to have whom to have a connection to. So in other words, there are three stages here. I can have chesed, I can have a feeling of kindness, but I don't have the ability to give chesed to other people. So there's no element of connection. Then I can move into the sixth one, which is yesod, but I'm still in the giving phase, so I'm still in the masculine phase, where I'm now able to give the chesed. I really could connect. I'm able to develop that connection to the outside world. I'm not just keeping chesed inside, but I'm able to connect it outside. That's how we see it physically, where the man is able to produce that connection and to be intimate with the female. We'll talk about next week how Malchut works, because you can be able to connect, but then you have to connect in a way where it's received properly and it's implemented properly, where there can be a proper union and something can come from that, like a child, for example. And we'll see how that works in everything in life. That's why Malchut is the feminine, which actually takes everything and processes it and makes it work. But we'll get to that next week. But for now, step one is, even in the giving phase, to have a connection, to be the first transition to actually connect, to be a person who can make connections. That's really important. And the whole world is based on connections. It's not about men and women, by the way. We all have both male and female parts of our emotional structure. But it's the idea of being able to give, being able to make a connection. So while we have the first five emotions are the main emotions, Yesod is really developing the ability to connect and give and pass on that emotion. Malchut then is how we implement that emotion. We'll get to that. You know, it's interesting that takes a lot of work. In Pirkei Avot, it says that ukenei lecha chaver, in the ethics of the fathers, we are taught, invest and acquire for yourself a friend. And the terminology used is ukenei, almost like buy a friend. What does that mean? It doesn't mean we buy a friend. We don't go out and use a credit card to get friends. But what we do is we have to invest in connection. Why is that? Because investing in connection means that ultimately I need to be ready to go beyond myself. The first five emotions are developing these emotions within me. It's my feeling of kindness, even if it's great kindness. It's my feeling of compassion. It's my feeling of ambition, my feeling of humility. But it's all my. It's all me at the end of the day. It's all me. I haven't yet gone beyond me. Even with humility, I'm ready to make room for others, but I haven't developed the connection to actually do it. Connection means I'm actually ready to connect, I'm actually ready to give. There's another to give to. There's another to influence, to inspire. There's actually another. The connection to the world now becomes real. It becomes something where I actually have to go beyond myself. Yesod, that connection. That is the sixth emotion, to learn how to do that, to learn to build connection. Let's just think about that for a few moments. Just in a relaxed way, maybe just turn your attention to your breathing for a few moments. Think about your soul, your neshama. When you breathe, think about your soul, your neshama. Think about the various emotions, the various feelings we have. the ideas we come up with, the aspirations that we connect to, achieving, feeling love, finding love, being generous, compassionate, having empathy, discipline, leading other people, and so on and so forth. But think about the power of connection. Are you ready to connect? Are you ready to go beyond yourself? You feel the need to love. Are you able to connect to love? Can you relate to the outside of yourself? Can you make room for another, for an other, for something else? This needs reflection, needs thinking about. It's subtle. I might feel love, but it's still within me. So I haven't left the me. Am I ready to connect? Yesod, foundation. So let's think about this and let's build on our connections. Let's build on the ability to connect, to feel connection, to connect to others, which is the last one of the masculine energy of our emotion, till we get to the last stage, which we'll discuss next week, the feminine energy, actually to implement it with someone and about someone or about an experience, putting it into practice, communicating it properly. Have a wonderful day and see you next week for the last one of the series.